Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. It's Thursday, Mary.
It's my first week back, and it is hard. It is hard, 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 hard.
What's it been like?
I think the waking up every day early, that's the hardest part. It's getting out the door for me. Mm-hmm. Once I'm there, I can do it. I can do it. I can pull it together, have the strength, have the will. I have a very good class this year, so it makes it great.
Good. That's nice. That's good. Good.
And then it's a 3-day weekend.
So it's like, look, they eased you into it with a regular week. And then they said, you know what? Take one more day off.
What are you doing for the 3-day weekend?
I'm going to go visit my little niecey. So I'm going to go to Arizona and see my fam again, which will be nice.
Love that.
Love a long weekend.
Yes.
I've also done something stupid that I'm going to be doing there, but I can't talk about it yet. I will talk about it on the next podcast if it all comes to fruition.
I feel like my prediction's like a pickleball tournament.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Does it have to do with sports?
Potentially. I'll tell you.
Golfing.
I'm not going to tell you anything until if it comes to fruition, because I could be putting bad juju. And as I told you,
karaoke contest.
Today is the 11th. It is a new moon. And if you're a man, fast forward 10 seconds. And if you're a woman and you're on your period, apparently it's supposed to be a very strong energy today. So I'm a freaking witch over here. And not just a bitch, I'm a witch with strong energy. And so I've got the energy right now, but I don't want, if it happens, I'll talk about it. If it doesn't happen, pretend this never happened. I will Men in Black all of you, and I will do that mind eraser.
With your family. So it's a family outing. Mm-hmm. I think it has to do with golf or tennis. Obviously not pickleball.
Mm. So still not going to tell you.
Okay.
Okay, but what's your 3-day weekend? Are you going skiing? Usually I feel like you take advantage of these. It isn't May yet, so I guess you probably aren't skiing just yet.
There was an avalanche in Tahoe this week.
I did hear about that. That was
at Palisades, which was the former Squaw Valley. Yeah, that's like just pretty scary.
Yeah,
very. And but just going skiing on a 3-day weekend is always
crowded.
It's just,
and you don't know if it's good snow.
Well, it finally snowed, so it would actually be pretty good snow, but there's just too many people. Mm-hmm. The Browns play Saturday, 1:00, so I'll be a cheerleader for that.
Oh, that's a big deal. Who are they playing?
The Texans.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm shocked I knew that. And 49ers have a bye this week. I'm not even into football, but you know.
I know. Give me a moment of silence.
I like cold beer.
I'd like a moment of silence for my Patriots. It was tough today.
What's the guy's name again? Bill?
Bill Belichick. Bill.
Yes.
Yeah. RIP. Not in life, just as a Patriots coach. Sorry, if you realize as soon as I said it, probably he's not dead.
That's a good point.
But here's what I want to talk. Mm-hmm. I'm skipping ahead because it came out today. And you know, we always say too, is like, sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, this week is like really crazy for me. I can't, you know, do the pod Tuesday, Wednesdays. We have to do it on Thursday. And sometimes it's like, again, it's that powerful energy happening right now. They said, hey, we're going to reward you for waiting till Thursday. You get a summer house trailer.
We do have very good luck when we put off the pods. This podcast has given us a lot, actually. We got lucky. We got in at the right time. I wouldn't say we're talented or anything like that. We just got in at the right moment.
We have a talent.
We have the gift of gab.
And I
tell
remember
my students that. I can remember things
from Bravo from years ago. Again, what is any family member's middle name? I don't know.
Right.
But if you want to talk about Danielle Staub and Danny, a punk is a punk is a punk. I could tell you that.
Right.
But let's talk about the summer house trailer. First off, looks like a fire season. You and I are going to be fighting a lot.
I had chills watching this trailer. And Team Carlito, I feel like it's finally going to come to light. I think Lindsay is not going to look well. I mean, they already set up the preview of Carl having the benefit of the doubt. What do you think?
I am Team Lindsay on this. I think, first off, it's very interesting because he was like, you know, he did it on camera. We see the moment it happens and he's like, she's going to say she feels blindsided. And then she says, I feel blindsided, right? Like, they're setting this up.
Also taken the wrath over the last, since this happened since September, this happened. He's taken the wrath for the last 4 months, sat with it at BravoCon, and now he's finally getting to tell his side of the story. Lindsay's already told her side of her story. Listen to the Vile Files, guys.
But on 1.25 speed. I think for me, it was like seeing it happen. I'm like, okay, obviously they were fighting. I have a couple questions. Because one, he says, you accuse me of doing drugs. So I'm like, what happened in there? They've obviously were fighting over the summer. But as we've seen too, I do want to state, and not saying that this is a pillar of marriage and like a couple to look towards, but Kyle and Amanda, the summer before they got married, like you know, that whole, they got married in September, that whole summer, they were fighting like cats and dogs where Paige had to pull her aside. So it's like, if you see a couple like that, where you're kind of like, everyone's stressed, you like, you were not to that level at all, but you said like planning a wedding is really stressful. So imagine then the reality show of
and
it. Living
a lot
in this
of
house.
That falls on the girl. I'm,
yeah. So
at
for
least
me,
on
I'm
my,
like,
in my situation,
like, I'm wondering if like these fights were in the sense of like, we're stressed out about like how it was being perceived, because I still think she was blindsided in a sense of, you're doing it on camera 10 days before you were at my bridal shower. I don't care if we got in a big fight. Again, I still think the fact is that Carl maybe wasn't trying to necessarily break off, like call off the wedding as much as it was like, maybe we need to postpone.
I think everything I've said in the past is completely true.
Okay, but here's like, what I think. The
he didn't, question. He was saying like, I am not, he saved himself and her.
You know what? I'm glad that they did it, because it would be worse if they got married and even if she was pregnant and then they had a kid, and it would be really even tough, more of a tough situation. But I'm like, okay, was his behavior changing that Lindsay said this drug comment? I think I've heard kind of like when people that are sober, that maybe if they've fallen off the wagon, you see a difference in behavior. I'm not saying this, like, this is just things that I've, you know, heard about or whatever. Or was it something that, my second thing is then we have a scene with Carl, Sharon, and his stepfather where he says, I'm a minister and I wouldn't marry you. Is this said before or after he breaks it off? I kind of feel like it's after he broke it off and went home. And he was just kind of backing Carl, like, you made the right decision.
I think that's an interesting spin. I could definitely see that. I just, once again, I stand by my Carlito. I think he made the right decision for his whole life. He wasn't going to ruin his life for a reality TV show. He wasn't going to ruin Lindsay's life as well. And they're happier without each other.
Yeah,
and it's all good.
Ultimately,
she's right toxic.
But I think the thing is, she has not changed. Lindsay is who Lindsay is from when we first saw her on Summer House to 7-8 seasons later. Lindsay,
but remember how she was very non-confrontational with him? Like, they swept a lot of things under the rug when usually she'd be like, when have you made me a sandwich? So I think that came to light. I don't think it was in their relationship at the beginning. It was, babe.
I think they put an air on for TV, and I think that there was things that happened off camera.
You don't think they did sexy nurse together off camera?
I remember that.
Yeah.
Babe.
Clenching.
That was the opening scene of the season.
Feeling so embarrassed.
It's like, why don't you just get in a tub at that point?
I just felt so embarrassed.
But then
let's talk about other people. Yeah.
I was going to say, so then we also have Kyle and Amanda. First off, Sierra telling Amanda, I don't think you have a personality outside of Kyle.
Ouch.
Then Kyle and Amanda are fighting. And I'm like, I think the crux of it is Carl. I want to also throw out something too.
Okay.
I'm wondering if Kyle was ever in Carl's ear, and when him and Amanda fight, where he tells Carl, don't do it, man. Marriage is the worst.
I think
not from him, Kyle, and Lindsay, just marriage in general.
No.
Okay.
I think he's in love with Amanda. I think they've been through thick and thin together. I think they've risen together as reality TV stars. I think they've built this company together.
But they're fighting.
People fight.
I mean, it's an odd season.
Marriage is the hardest.
It's an odd season if they're not fighting, really. When they get along, everyone's like, wait, this husband and wife like each other?
Also, it sounds like Amanda is a homebody and she's completely ready to end the party lifestyle and start her family and start her mom lifestyle.
I think I said this before. Kyle views this whole thing as a business, and he gets to have fun while recording Summer House. And obviously, like, Loverboy spawned from
it. I wish I could have applied to his internship program.
You probably still could.
I think I aged out.
You're not going to get the college credit. You're not going to get
pretty
that.
Pretty sure I aged
but
out.
But you probably could get paid in Loverboy.
I think I would sell a lot of Loverboy personally.
What would be your catchphrase? How would you sell it?
Just try it.
Who are you selling it to? Are you distributing it to like grocery stores? Or are you thinking like you're a promo girl at the bar?
Do you know that in college, I worked for an energy company called CL1 and I would stand outside of 7-Elevens. They were 99 cents energy drinks. You got paid like I want to say $27 an hour, which in 2004, that was a lot of money to me. You know,
I would take it now.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And I sold a lot. I'm a saleswoman at heart.
Okay, so I'm saying, so you're standing outside of 7-Eleven. And what was your outfit when you sold CL1?
You didn't, you could wear whatever you wanted. Okay. There was no uniform or there wasn't even a CL1 shirt.
Wow.
You just had to
look cute.
Is
that business still intact?
I don't think CL1's around anymore.
CL1. 99 cents
energy drink. And we would drink it with Captain Morgan. Do you remember what? Coming to my house and drinking it with Captain Morgan? So gross.
Honestly, I just had like a I had a
in that White House.
Mm-hmm.
No, and we'd sit in the kitchen and like smoke cigarettes inside and take shots of Captain Morgan and chase it with CL1.
Why do we drink? You know what? For those of you that are younger,
I'm sorry.
You are so lucky that Fireball exists. You are so lucky, okay? Because we didn't have Fireball, we had Captain Morgan.
There was Goldschlager though. You
no,
could have done
also
Goldschlager.
Disgusting. That was, but Goldschlager was expensive is in a college right. In a college budget.
Because they had little gold.
Like, we were beer. What was it? Champagne dreams with a beer budget.
Yeah.
But we didn't even get Andre. Maybe we had Andre for special.
Oh, no. I would definitely.
I'm just saying.
I always
would
had
take
a finer
of Captain
palette.
Morgan. That was the drink of choice. Captain Morgan. Disgusting. Disgusting.
I know. Disgusting. But yeah, I think I could easily sell Loverboy. I would just say try it.
Just try it.
Just go ahead and try it. You'll love it.
Just try it. You're gonna love it.
You're
oh, you're a boy.
You'll like what you see. You might be seeing double in 2 hours.
Here's to being single, seeing double, and sleeping triple. That's just Mary outside of a 7-Eleven. They're like, ma'am, you cannot solicit the people coming in here. You don't even work for Loverboy. No, but I do. But I do. Honestly, anyway. This could be good for you.
Thank you.
I think it's okay. Other, you need another side hustle.
We have another couple that seems to be fighting.
Paige and Craig, and it's the compromise. Craig doesn't want to compromise. It feels like they're in a better place now. Sometimes I think like we see these things and it's like we're going to have to see another thing of Paige not wanting to move to Charleston, Craig not wanting to move to New York.
But he's going to move to New York they're going to go to Charleston on the weekends and then he'll have to stay for filming.
And I think
he's going to be the one that transitions to New York.
Yeah. And I think when they decide that they're going to have kids is like when they'll settle down and when they have, and it probably won't even be right away with the kids either. It'll probably be once they need to go to like preschool or like school that they'll finally settle down, probably in Charleston. Although I could also see them in upstate New York where Paige is from.
Yeah. I wonder, no, she's going to have to be in the city. I wonder what's going on with Madison if she's still trying to get pregnant.
I mean, they are in Park City right now, living that cute little family.
Is her kid there?
Yeah,
he was
there. Yeah.
Does he not go to school?
I think it was winter break. Maybe it was last week. Sorry, it was, Mary. Okay. Geez.
I'm just making sure Hudson's going to school.
Yeah, you don't want a truancy, Hudson.
Wait.
Going to go on your permanent record, Hudson.
My mom used to literally tell me when I didn't want to come to school that she would get arrested. Because the truancy police would come to our house if I didn't go to school. And I got worried.
Oh, you did?
So I'd go. Aww. Yeah, I believed it.
That's good.
Because she also told me that if I watched too much TV, my hair would turn green.
Can you believe these things? Well, because you'd like go swimming and your hair
anything,
would probably really would turn green.
It would.
But she's like, you watch too much TV.
You believe anything your parents tell you?
No.
Under 10? Yes. Are you serious? You don't question your parents.
I do.
If you question your parents under 10, you're parenting wrong, okay?
Oh. As two childless women tell you, you're parenting wrong. You know, it's nice to have curiosity and ask questions.
It is good. It is good.
Like, and now you know what I would say? Receipts, proof, screenshots, timeline. That's what
Wait,
I would
did
say
you
now.
See that governor or... There was someone
from Congress.
Like, yes.
Yeah. Listen, if you're going to be part of the zeitgeist, do it right. Anything else about Summer House Trailer?
I literally have full body chills. I'm so excited. I'm looking forward to it. What day of the week is it going to be on?
I believe it starts. Was it February 22nd? Was that what it is? Or was it February 8th? Hold on. Let me. I don't.
Okay. And then
February 22nd. Hold on. And that is a usually they're Monday, right? This is
like it's a Tuesday.
Thursdays.
They're taking Southern Charm, huh? They're taking that Southern Charm slot, which, okay.
Let's talk about Southern Charm.
I loved Southern Charm this season.
We haven't talked a lot about it, and that's on us.
I hope Shep took a break from Austin after the season.
This is
like, do you realize what your best friend did to you? This has nothing. Like, I mean, yeah, Taylor took part in it. She was 50% of the equation, but I blame Austin, and he is getting away with murder, and everyone making it look like that Taylor's like the slut is disgusting when they just tramp around Charleston all the time.
What's so sad too is like literally when Taylor basically tells Shep she's gonna like go hook up with Austin because she's doing this whole thing to make Shep jealous. Taylor, I want to say something. You are great with the Southern hospitality crowd, and that is where you should be. Shep, I know you love him. He's probably one of your greatest, strongest for you, like deepest relationships. He will never be who you want him to be. Shep will never settle down. And if he does, it's going to be kind of like you don't want Shep to be Jackson Brittany.
Well, he'd like get someone pregnant.
No, but I'm saying like Jackson Brittany is like what Taylor and Shep would be, where Jax hates his wife.
I don't think so.
Oh, he strongly dislikes his wife.
No, Jax was say Jax that. Settled down. You can't say that.
I can. I just did. It's like when you say that people are bad parents if their kids question them. You know, we can say things. We can say things, whether they're true or not. But I would digress that I think Jax thinks he's a wife guy and he is like, it will come out. It's one of my predictions for the year.
I mean, we all know Jax is a bad person.
I know. So I'm just saying, like, Jax, I feel, ended up marrying Brittany because everybody else was kind of getting married around him. He basically said, if I'm going to, like, be in this group, I don't think he was forced into it. I think, again, it's a 50-50 thing, but I think he decided he was going to settle either for the show, because of the group, whatever. And I think Shep and Taylor would be a lot of resentment from Shep if he settled down with Taylor and got married, because that's not his end goal.
It doesn't even matter. She's dating someone else.
I agree. She's happy. You know, Austin, it's really wild because I think we've always said too about Austin is like, genuinely, he seems like a good guy. And then this season,
he was.
The fame has gotten to him. He's a Katie Heron in Mean Girls.
I do believe so.
Like he went, you know, like there's something off. It's like from that, he can't even say like, except like when I love Craig, but it's like when I'm like, I do not, JT is whatever. But I'm like when JT.
I love JT.
When he had to get up on that little stool to be eye level with Austin.
But he said all the truths. And then Taylor was still like backing up Austin and Shep when JT is sticking up for her.
JT, she's just not that into you.
Like, but that's okay. But he wasn't even.
JT is saying all of that about Taylor because he wants to be with Taylor. He wants to be the knight in shining armor where he comes in on his white horse and he rescues Taylor. And as soon as she like rejected him, he went incel. Oh, I'm going to remember this, Taylor. Ugh.
It's like just I didn't interpret it like that.
Yeah, it was like, just because you defend her does not mean that she owes you anything.
I think he's very good TV. And sure, I enjoy watching him.
But it's like, he's too obsessed with Austin for me. It's like when at the reunion, when he's like, I'm going to have a I know that's airing tonight, but you know, we see the clip of like, I'm going to have a fuckboy intervention or exorcism tonight. It's like, relax.
I think that's funny.
I think JT's a fuckboy too, though. I think they all are. They're all Peter Pan boys. So it's like the pot calling the kettle black kind of thing.
I really enjoyed JT all season. I feel, do you know he had a weight loss journey as well? He lost 40 pounds before the show. I just love a weight loss journey. And he has his BNAs.
On his, oh, BNAs, before BNAs, and afters.
His before and afters on his Instagram, if you guys want to check it out. Those washboard ads.
Mary's probably liked it, commented on it. I think I
did like it. I mean, anyone that's had a weight loss journey. No, he doesn't have that much posted because I was trying to find his ex-wife.
Well, so and TikTok, if you go on TikTok, there's a lot of stuff from his ex-girlfriend who was like 10 plus years younger than him. That, you know, that trick that he does where he puts the beer on his like inner arm, yes, and then drinks it. That she's, yes, like, I'm the one who like, I like introduced him to that. Like, she's basically saying like he's smarmy and he's like a fuckboy. And he's like, lame. And I know that's, you're never going to watch those because you don't want your opinion.
No, I've actually seen that.
Oh, and didn't you're going to let it go.
Didn't change my opinion.
Okay. Okay.
All right. I mean, seriously, out of all the men on that show,
I like that he brought conflict.
And the Rods, one of the Rod has a Charleston gossip site.
What? A reality Von T?
Yes.
Who? Which one? Which Rod?
The
Glasses Rod?
Yes, Glasses okay. Rod.
Wait, by the way, why were either of them, I'm going to be honest, why were either of them cast this season?
They didn't fit.
They've been on also, the show, though. Most they're friends with these people, so why did we get more of their lives?
I would have loved to see more of Vanita's boyfriend, Manny.
Yes, where was he?
Yeah.
Seems like a sweetie. I mean, the whole thing is like Taylor and Olivia. It's like, okay.
You're never going to be friends.
They're never going to be friends. Like, Taylor can't seem to grasp. She's like, I keep saying sorry. I'm like, you're like, say like sorry, but. And like, and you're also like lying about what happened. And like, come on, we all know.
Well, your story keeps changing. There's
Taylor,
nothing worse.
You slept
worse.
With Austin. Just admit it, okay? Let us know if you were watching Drive and you just accidentally fell on his
right.
TV and something happened. It was an accident. Obviously, it was slippery.
Yeah, I mean, they 100% hooked up.
So it's like.
And multiple times.
And then you could just.
And then their story kept changing.
Yeah, and just it's like at this point, just own it. Because, like, and Olivia's like clearly going. And I'm actually curious if we'll see on the reunion because obviously, like, you know, we know that Taylor's brother passed away and it sounds like it may have been a similar fashion of how Olivia's. I'm wondering if like that's a bonding thing. I think for Olivia, when her brother passed away, there was something within Austin about the fact that he's lost his sister that I think she felt a little bonded to him that way. But obviously she's dealing with all these emotions and going through like all of this trauma and grief and everything that like Austin can't seem to, when he thought Olivia was going to apologize to him.
Asinine.
I was like, what is wrong
Even
with him?
Austin's sister was like,
Katie is such a gem. We need Katie as a cast member because I think Katie could actually provide what JT provides in a place where Austin would actually listen. JT is like the Teddy of the cast where like nobody takes him seriously.
I don't think Katie goes there.
No, I know.
I mean, lives there.
I know, but I think she could. I think she should go there. I think she, just for a season. Paige doesn't go there either. Brett's out in and out. We get to see them.
But they're in relationships.
Sure. I understand. But they're in a relationship of
brother
siblings.
And sister.
Yeah. Right. You know, I'm just saying. Katie seems like a gem. What happens with next season? What do you think right now?
Keep them all. I told you. I mean, it's like what I always said. I just want to follow the boys around. I did really enjoy Madison this season. I don't think she'll fit in next season. I don't believe Olivia actually lives in Charleston, so she can go, actually.
I feel like she also lives in LA. It's also like Whitney, you guys. I'm sorry, Whitney.
Whitney can stay for me.
When somebody posted that Whitney is older than Sutton.
Yeah.
I yelped. I yelped.
52 and 55. Double nickels. Is he double nickels? I think he's 55. They need to have stronger females.
I know.
Leva doesn't fit. I think Vanita needs to bring in some friends. And I want to see
Madison.
Manny. Yes.
Yes. I think whatever happened to Gwen? Wasn't there like three Gwens?
Her hair always bothered me so much.
There was like two Gwens. You know, maybe Catherine comes back. I don't know. Maybe Cameron can come back. Feels like we need women who are like not attracted to these men, but can actually be friends.
You know? I guess the real problem is these strong male characters that we've been following since the beginning.
Strong.
No, I say that.
Polarizing?
I say that. Yes.
Okay.
We've been following them for how many seasons?
I think this is what, season 9?
Shep and Craig have been on the show since the beginning. Uh-huh. Austin's been on it. Well, didn't
he
say like
season 3 or something?
Season 4? But like the girls have consistently changed.
Yep.
I do feel like the audience loves Madison.
Yep.
Leva, you know, you're LVP now. Just stick to that lane.
Yeah, I think they keep her.
Hospitality going to get picked up for season 3? No.
It's kind of one of those things.
Wait.
Oh.
Joe Bradley.
Yes.
And Danielle, they keep hanging out.
Yeah.
I think that's very strange.
Okay.
I don't buy it.
Well, I think
it's a PR relationship, and Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift is not, okay?
I think Joe and Danielle are doing each other favors for their show promotion. And I hope
they genuinely hang out.
Well, listen, I like good looking people hanging out. And if the good looking people bump their uglies, I'm into it. It's not going to last. They're trying to kind of make Joe Bradley the next Craig Conover, I feel.
Oh, interesting.
But I don't think he has the charisma that Craigie does.
I don't watch Southern. Oh my gosh, Joe Bradley, born in 1996.
Yeah, he's like 27 or something.
I knew he was young. He's 28.
28, and I just believe when Danielle's, 34, 35?
She's 35. I mean, 7 years, that doesn't bother me.
No, but I feel like in maturity wise, that is a big age gap there. Just maturity. I think Joe's like coming into this, and Danielle's probably looking to not phase out of it, but like she's in the settle down phase. Like she wants to find her person now.
Yeah.
And Joe.
Oh, but then like Joe and her can go to Winterhouse.
Well, I do. It is predicted. That is one of my predictions, that Joe Bradley goes to Winterhouse, and that film's usually in March. So let's see.
And let's get into the Tres Amigas of it all.
Okay. You tell me how you feel. This is deep seated here, because let me tell you why. We don't really care that the Tres Amigas broke up. Okay. It was bound to happen. Tamara was of course going to turn on Shannon. Vicky and Shannon are friends. They're going out on tour together. Tamara and Teddy are going on tour. They're now bringing, you know, Emily, who becomes the Tres Amigas, to the two T's. You know, they've got this show that's coming in February, and you guys, it is now. I'm wondering, I am the one who wonders, will Mary get a ticket to that show? Because that's really...
No, it's in January. The show's in January. It's in like 2 weeks.
What did I say?
February. You said February.
Oh, I'm sorry. I knew it was in 2 weeks, but I'm saying like, will she get a ticket to the show?
As of right now, they won't give it to me.
It's only 50% sold.
They won't give it to me. I check the tickets every day. I want to go. I want the people to go. But I just feel like they should personally... And they personally should invite me.
And they don't want to, you guys.
They don't.
They don't. Teddy has left Mary on red for weeks now.
But Tamara and Emily have been nice about it.
But still, they have not offered a ticket, though. They have not. Maybe, you know, Angie K is now going to be at the show. So maybe it's reaching out to Angie K. You guys just go down your list.
Okay. I also feel like basically Teddy and Tamara haven't done that many live podcasts. I think like this is just
is this one of the first?
And I feel like it's just like their podcast charts like number one all the time. They do very well. It seems, because Courtney sent me the screenshot of the seats being sold. There's still a lot left. Okay. So I think that is interesting. It doesn't transpire, coming from women that have not done a live show ever. So I don't know what it's like to sell tickets to shows. However, they do have a lot of people going, and it's Teddy, Tamara, Emily, Angie, and Cynthia Bailey. So they have five housewives, former and current. I just think it's like an interesting trend. I also feel like Tamara's plan was like, oh, I'll do a couple live shows with Teddy, but like, and they had already launched the Tres Amigas thing and she wanted to do both. But Vicky is like, your loyalties to Teddy, you're doing a live show with her, like, I'm going to cut you out of the Tres Amigas.
Oh, you think Vicky cut her out?
I think her and Shannon got into a fight.
I think Shannon and Tamara are feuding, and Vicky was basically told, you pick one or the other. But Vicky has a show with the Tres Amigas and doesn't have anything with Teddy, who she can't stand.
She cannot stand
Teddy. A lot of people seem to not stand Teddy because she's at the Nat. The Nat is here.
I enjoy Teddy, and I like her stories and her melanoma story is very interesting.
Yes, I think Teddy is a normal person, which doesn't necessarily make for great TV. And I think that her being the accountability coach just really, the fandom
that has
is fickle.
To not be doing great.
I mean, here's the thing, though. Here's what's working in Teddy's favor.
Okay.
People cannot stand Anna Marie so much that I saw in a lot of comments we posted today. I just said, hey, I wanted to see what the vibes were, what people were thinking of Anna Marie. She's the newest Beverly Hills housewife, you know. People were saying, I'd rather have Teddy back. And so I think that's a positive. I'm silver lining it with our witch energy today, you guys. That's a positive for Teddy Mellencamp. And I think, you know, hey, people want her back now.
Yeah, Teddy's never going to come back to television.
It looks like Jen is coming back, though, because they've started filming. Shannon posted a photo with her kids and crew. So it look, and then Jen commented on it. So I think she's coming back. I'm curious. It's just always scary to have to be the person who's clearly going up against Tamra this season, which is Shannon. And so, like, who – it's that maybe Jen seems like she's going to be an ally for Shannon this season. I just need
– Emily's, then, you know, like, pretty – she always plays, like, the middle. She's on the fence.
It feels that she's on Tamra's – I think she's in with Tamra this season. I'm curious if Gina's coming back. I don't really know. It will be – I think Heather will go with Tamra.
And we're saying, are they going to film up here?
By the end of the season, Tamra and Shannon will be friends again. I don't think so. I'm going to say no, but maybe you'd mentioned, like, maybe they do a Napa trip or they do something like that. I don't know. If Tamra and Shannon are feuding, I don't see it being a group trip to Napa. Plus, I don't know with Shannon and the drinking thing. I'm not sure where we're going with that storyline.
No, but I mean, they could film, like, Emily and Tamra are up in San Francisco together and then have, like, Cynthia Bailey there and Teddy and...
Was Cynthia Bailey just making a cameo on every franchise?
And Hollywood Housewife with Jeff Lewis.
Oh, you love that. Okay, let's talk real quick. Because I want to say a shout out to Ariana. First off, Ariana's on Jimmy Fallon this week. She's talking cocktail book. She's talking Chicago. She's talking like creative Emmys. She is out there just being a boss babe. And she's finally gotten to the point where she has sued Tom Sandoval in order to sell the house. He made her shitty offer. She said, fuck that. I'm getting my dollar's worth. Get out. You want to buy me out? Sit on it and spin, Tomothy.
Tomothy?
Timothy? No, Tomothy. Okay. It's not his name. Sometimes I like to give people different names just to make them feel it. You know?
I feel like your prediction of Ariana moving to New York is kind of coming true.
We'll see. We'll see. I think she's bigger than the show now. Good for her. I want all the success for her. They said, you know, oh, the store, something about her. It's not gone. There's city permits, all this stuff. Apparently, they're trying to make Robertson, that part of the street, a walking area. So they just kind of have to wait on the city now, which I'm like, I hope you're not paying rent if that's all city choice.
They definitely are.
You don't need the store, guys. Yeah. You don't need the store.
Well, maybe they make a lot, though.
I think, you know what? I feel like they should just make it a clothing store of something about her merch. Because I'm not...
Yeah.
Who's going... Truthfully, are you going because you're like craving a sandwich or because you want to go see something about her and then buy a sandwich to support Katie and Ariana?
Are these good sandwiches? I will go anywhere for a good sandwich.
I'm just saying... Like a craveable sandwich?
Yeah, I'll go.
I'm just saying I think that...
Like, I think people crave those goat cheese balls.
Sure, but would they even know about it if there was no reality show behind it?
No. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm just saying, I think that they could do something about her store. You know, I don't know. Anyways, let's take a quick break and let's talk some housewives.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's OUAI, and they just launched something new. It's the anti-frizz cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay, we are at the first part of the Salt Lake City reunion. You know, when I was sitting here watching it, I'm not a reunion girly, and I was kind of bored,
You text me, reunion's not good. Ugh, this is stupid. And I'm like, ugh. So then I watch, I go, what was bad about it?
Then I reread my notes and there were some highlights, I would say.
I would like to ask you, what did you think of Monica's performance part one? We're obviously going to wait till the second half of next week and then dedicate probably the third part to the reality Von T's Monica of it all.
It doesn't bother me that it's like, clearly she wanted to be on the show. She was doing anything in her power to be on the show. I think obviously they're Ridging girlies, but it's like, see, Angie did too. Both the Angies did. Like, yeah, there's people that are obsessed and have been wanting to be on these shows for years. I don't find that odd.
I don't think it's weird to want to be on the show. I do find it weird to have a troll account. And then when she was like, I emailed them. First off, here's when Monica got. Monica is not being asked back.
The audacity. This was the coffin for her. This was the nails in the coffin. Excuse me.
The audacity for her to say in front of Andy, which is like, you do not say something like that in front of Andy, where you say, I emailed Cassie and I told them how they needed to hire me because you have low ratings. Your show is going to shit, basically. And I'm the one to save it, which then I love when they're like, fuck you, Monica, we'll put your real email up there. Okay. First off, she sent this email at midnight in 2021.
Okay.
So she's been emailing for a few. Well,
Benna was also pretty creeped out to know that she didn't actually work for Jen Shaw. She was never paid by Jen Shaw to do anything. That's what actually weirded me out more.
That Jen basically loaned her money. Mm. And so in order for her to pay it back, because she couldn't pay it back, that she had to work for Jen. I was also laughing when she was like, we were friends. Like, I would go get her groceries. I'm like, babe, that is an assistant.
Right.
And like I've said before, I said this, Monica has no friends.
Well, and then, so even like Andy at the beginning of the reunion was like, let's kind of go and talk a little bit about your marriage and like the affair. And she's like, well, this was like over a decade ago talking about, and Andy not knowing it was like not, I feel like Andy was like, oh, not that bad. It wasn't his actual brother. And also I'm like, Andy, how did you not know that?
But none of them were seemingly connected that they're like, yeah, it's not like it's incest. It's like, so incest is with your own siblings. So like it being the sister and the brother, there's no relation blood-wise to Monica. So there's no incest regardless of.
Yeah.
And then, but it's also, I don't know if you guys watched it. If you watch it on Peacock too, it's uncensored.
Oh, okay. So you can hear the fucks.
Yeah. So you can hear the fucks. And you can also hear, like, she gets 66. Like, Andy's like, so I looked into the court documents. I'm like, oh, Andy clocked in. Looked in the court documents. I saw that you're getting $6,600 a month in child care, in custody, like child support. That must feel good. She's like, mm-hmm.
Well, then she's also like, was like, I really wanted to tell this part of the story. And yeah, it's that like she experienced domestic violence.
That's what sounds like why she divorced a second time, which I guess also, you know, it that makes sense why she also has like full custody and the whole thing. So that's awful. Like, it's like two things can be the same, right? Like, you could be be abused. You could also be an abuser. I feel horrible that Monica was the victim of domestic violence. Like, that is awful. I feel sad for her. I feel sad for Monica's life in general, because I'm like, she's stunted in a way. She has this relationship with her mother. She's found herself in these toxic relationships with her daughter's father, like the first daughter with the opioids that she said she found.
Right.
She clearly had a tough time with this husband where there was domestic violence involved. Like, she's lived a life. I feel really sad for her, where I'm just like, this show is not helpful for you too. I feel very sad for who Monica is, because at the end of this, we just turn the show off and then we go like live our lives and like watch something. And like, she still has to live.
To me, it's actually very remarkable that she ever got on to the show. All of the things at the beginning that they talk about, she was like, you know, like, these women, they're all married. They all live in beautiful homes. They all look flawless. Like, what was I bringing to this table? I'm literally a whore that was going through a divorce, living in a 3,000 square foot home. I don't believe her home's 3,000 square
feet. That house is like 1,500 max, maybe 3,000 if you include like the driveway and the front yard.
I didn't belong. And
these are all true statements, but then what did she also say? Like, no, to find out she didn't really work for Jen Shah, really
she had to pay her back. That's what I think. She was a fangirl and was like, I'm going to befriend these people. I'm doing drive-bys. I'm going to like, that's why I'm like, there's something up there that's a little cray cray in the sense of like, I'm like, she was like stalking their lives of how to like infiltrate and become part of their lives.
Yeah, completely. And so she was doing the drive-bys,
like,
the drive-bys.
Like, that's what's like the scary part. Like, that's what would make me feel uncomfortable if I was these ladies. And the fact of, like, learning all of these things and then knowing about the that's where I would feel not safe and, like, vulnerable and intimate, being like, oh, my gosh, like, this is yucky. I feel yucky. They're also very nice to her. I felt like all these women were actually very nice to her. Like, even, like, Whitney was like, yeah, when I talked about my affair and, like, I was like, I can't believe how nice they're being to her after all of this has happened. I love too when Andy was like, so this is the first time you guys are all together since. And Monica's like, well, I think they've all hung out, but not with me. He's like, yeah, sweetie, that's what I mean.
Andy was hysterical. The rumors.
I mean, Mary was hysterical when she did a dramatic reading of her own speech.
And also, stop with the semantics. It's not okay. Stop playing lawyer. I'm so over it.
I didn't say anything about her marriage. Well, you said something about her husband. Did I say the word marriage? It's like, okay.
We know what you meant.
We got it. We got it. I also thought, I was like, you know, I think Monica did not have a great appearance at the reunion. And I think
she got activated.
I mean, well, I think Angie activated Meredith, but I don't think she really got... Again,
well, let's talk about the ring of it at all, because
that's what I was going to go to.
She also is talking like, she's like, well, you know, Lisa and Heather, I'm pretty sure they started the rumor that I stole the ring.
It's like the internet did, babe.
But who do you like?
I literally think it was like the Bravo accounts. I think it was something that like was made a joke and then everybody started joking around and then was like, did Monica steal the ring? And then also, Lisa said she wore a replica of Lisa's ring to BravoCon.
Say that again?
Lisa Barlow tweeted that Monica got a replica of her ring made and wore it to BravoCon.
This is very creepy.
Creepy.
I also find it interesting that Lisa never told us the story behind the ring.
Why does she need to?
Because if you're going to say it's sentimental, you should probably follow up with the story.
I don't think it's that crazy that she didn't. Then she did tell us. Did you feel better now? Do you feel better?
I question if that's a true story.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You'd say that in front of our Lord and Savior, John Barlow?
Wow.
John, I hope you're listening and you heard that.
I just think it's strange that she didn't say that from the beginning.
I don't think it's that crazy. I think she's literally probably in shock at the moment of what happened. And now, you know what, too? The fact that we saw her try to comfort Whitney at Meredith's party about her M&W thing, I'm like, maybe she did kind of mention it to somebody on the show and we didn't see the clip.
Wait, say that again. Sorry.
So they give us like a flashback of Lisa actually trying to comfort Whitney after her
friend
had passed.
She checked in on her.
And so I was like, maybe Lisa did mention it and just didn't tell Monica because she's not friends with Monica, who's attacking her. So why does she need to tell Monica why or why not a ring has sentimental value to her? Heather seemed to be fine with it. She was fine with that. Why did...
I just think she would have mentioned it if that was the case.
John.
I'm sorry. I love you, John. Thank you for my tequila.
That was Mary, John. Was Mary?
No, John. John.
It was Mary. Then I didn't like, too, where Monica tried to say, oh, that's a stereotype, Lisa, that I'm the one who stole. And I feel like she was trying to bait with race. And then when Lisa was like, wait, what? Like, what, like, kind of called her bluff. And then Monica's like, because I'm poor.
I
was like, Monica, come on.
But here's Monica does have some like funny lines like, why are you talking, bench warming bitch?
Which I was also laughing because technically Angie was on the last season as a friend of, and you also applied in 2021, meaning that you could have been on that season, but you weren't.
Right. But the bench warming bitch, I mean,
It was like
that's an amazing line.
It's funny, but it's also just like, LOL, like you too.
Also, Heather with the voice notes talking about the Kim Kardashian of it all.
I feel like Heather was like trembling, holding the phone like, Andy, I have something.
Well, she's got probably like 10 voice notes in a row too. And she's like, shit, I got to remember which one to press play on. And if you're like me, listen, I got some chubby fingers here. Sometimes you press play on the wrong thing. She said, fuck, not that voice note. Hold on. That was just me telling me myself a grocery list. I need this one. It's just, you
and
know,
then like the still the FBI of it all. Doesn't really add up to me. Well, what, like, she said on Watch What Happens Live versus what she's telling Andy now. I mean, we really
told us of being an informant and a witness. And then it's like, no.
Is that even true?
No. So then they're saying, I think this comes out like later on, but basically where it was like, or I think, again, I think Baby G tweeted this. Remember, John, it was Mary who said what she said before. But so Baby G had tweeted saying something like, Monica literally kept trying to like message the FBI with information. They were like, enough, Taylor Armstrong, enough. It's like, we don't need your videos of her like abusing her designer. Like, we got it. We're good.
Right. Okay, wait. The other, like, funniest part to me at this reunion is when Andy asked Whitney about Justin not wearing his ring. And she's basically like, he gained too much weight, so it didn't fit anymore.
A big man.
I literally was on the floor hysterical. I'm like, you made up this whole thing that you and your husband aren't in a good place. It hurt you that he wasn't wearing his ring and he just gained a little weight and it didn't fit. Like,
I want to say that's all that fits me now. Okay, that man is eating calcium bars. He didn't know he's fat.
Oh,
he didn't know he was fat, Whitney. Can't wear the ring. Now it's a ring on a string, a la Katie and Schwartz around his neck.
Oh, my God. I just died. That hit for me.
And then I love, too, when they were like, you know, Andy's like, well, you don't believe in monogamy. She's like, no, I do now. And everyone's like, oh, we thought you were trying to, like, set something up. Like, basically, Whitney has been outed of trying to continually create a storyline where there's nothing there. I love, too, with the Lisa and Whitney of it all, too, where Lisa's like, basically said, name them. Name them. Name them. And Whitney's like, I can't. Commercial break. Here's something I found interesting. If you watch the Peacock one, I wonder if anybody else saw this too. So Andy brings up Sean and, you know, the rumors with like Meredith and everything. And he shows a clip of like Sean being like, I'm just upset. Elektra's going to see this, blah, blah, blah. Then they cut back and Andy just starts asking everybody else questions about their relationship. So he's like, Meredith, you and Seth, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, we just saw a package shot of talking about Angie and her husband. And I'm not kidding. Three questions later, he finally comes back to Angie. He's like, so Angie, you and Sean. I was like, this is so weirdly edited this way. Did you notice that?
That wasn't on the
an extra scene that I was like, what is happening here? Like, I thought we were going to talk to Angie about her and Sean.
I did see Angie saying she was a pillar of the community.
And you know what? And so did Reality Vontis. And she is a pillar of the community. Opa!
Oh my God.
Has there been a housewife that's had such turnaround like Angie, where she was so obnoxious in the beginning of the season and then everybody ends up loving her?
I'm also just like obsessed with all her looks. Let's like talk about the women's looks. So Meredith brought her purse, you know, with her script. Mm-hmm. She's wearing kind of like a red low cut dress. Her hair's behind her ears and it's straight, which I feel like we never really see that from Meredith. Mm-hmm. Lisa is slaying in a silver long dress.
Look at you, strapless. Kissing ass now.
She has mermaid waves.
This is Lisa of every reunion look. She wears this kind of cut dress. She always has it like mid-calf dress. She's always in the platform heel, open-toed heel, and she always looks great.
Angie is in like a red short dress. Heather, such a miss for me. It's like
her face. I thought she looked at one of the prettiest her face has ever looked in such a long time.
She just never wears the right things.
She's like, always mother the bride.
The orange in the one strap, it's like long and flowy. It just was a mystery.
She looks gorgeous. I really thought, I was like, her face was like, whoa, her face is like, the jaw was really defined. I said, Heather, her hair color, she went a little bit like darker, had some low lights in there. I really liked her. I liked it. I thought she looked nice in orange. I think she's come far from where she started in this of her reunion looks, but she is very always kind of like mother of the bride for me with her style.
Monica is in like this green strapless number that was made by Koa, who like look, used to do Jen Shaw's.
Monica is crazy, looks. But she looked amazing.
I agree with that.
Looked amazing.
Whitney, the like lime green yellow flower was a miss.
I thought it was cute when you remember that Whitney's like 35.
It's also not cohesive.
I know. I wish that they would do a good look. I'm also like, why are they on a shipwreck? Because they had one pirate dinner?
We're just in the Bermuda Triangle.
Okay. Was there anybody else on the couch? Oh, and then Mary, we'll see her at some point in like a long
in blue. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought towards the end, it was like finally we kind of turned towards Monica, right? And then it goes into her and Angie, and Angie's like going off on her. Angie got activated. Before we go to that too, I did love when that they do a Meredith Angie thing, and Angie's like, I said you were a trampoline with eyes. That was a compliment. That was a compliment. And I thought, I was like, oh, I love too that, you know, they start going after, it gets a little bit starting into Monica, and then we go, you know, we're going to have a part two. But I just thought, you know, I love that Angie was going off on Monica. I feel like they've all been kind of waiting for this moment. I think it's going to be an uphill battle for Monica, and I don't think she's going to come out of this good, like, well. Yeah. I don't, one, she's not coming back because there's nowhere for her to go at this point.
And now she's also saying that Reality Von Teese was six people.
Remember I said that 2 out of 5 thing last week?
Yes.
With the photo. So I was thinking like, okay, so maybe it's 6 or whatever. But I'm like, regardless if it's 6, 5, 2, 1, you're a part of it and you were doing it. Don't, and like you being like the Robin Hood of like, oh, I was just here to take Jen down, which fine. Again, nobody cares. But like you didn't put Jen in jail. Go pay your bills.
How about the FBI? And she thinks the other woman should have as well.
1-800-555-5FBI.
I know. How do you even call the FBI?
I mean, I'm sure there's a customer service number on the internet.
I wonder.
Is there a non-emergency line for the FBI?
I'm often calling them non-emergency line. But
is Gracie Lou Freebush available? Miss Congeniality? Miss
Congeniality, yes. Sandra.
Great movie. Leanne Locken. It all comes back to Bravo.
Always.
Can we take a quick break, or is there anything else you have about Salt Lake?
This is my marriage and my moment, Angie. Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight, and we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, we're back in Beverly Hills. We're heading up to Ojai in a Sprinter van.
I'm cracking up because someone DM'd and said, I'd rather have had Erica than Anna Marie. Like, I wish Anna Marie was the one who got COVID. I was like, on her own birthday trip? They wanted Anna Marie gone and Erica there at Anna Marie's birthday trip to Ojai? What her, day?
Her fashion
day in Ojai.
Awful, too. Like what? This khaki number, her fashion is just every single outfit she's worn has been the best.
Which is funny because I actually really love her white jumpsuit for the promo pics. I love in the after show. And I think there might be confusion. When I say after show, it's different than Watch What Happens Live. Like there's an after show on Peacock that's anywhere from like 15 to 25 minutes.
Where they comment.
Yes, where they talk about the episodes. First off, all of them are in pairs except for Anna Marie. She's by herself and she's in a pink suit. And she looks great in that pink suit. Yes, well, Mary.
It's kind of like remember when they used to write the blogs. Instead of the blogs, they're commenting on the show.
I miss the blogs, but I also appreciate the visual aspect because I can't read.
Right. You know, oh, wait. I'm listening to Paris Hilton's book. You can get it on Spotify.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm almost done with it. And
it's interesting. Don't you feel though that there's a lot of like surface level, like superficial stuff, but then there's also some like crazy stuff when she talks about like the things that happened in her teens.
I love her like addressing the ADHD thing. And I love the way that the like book is written because it does feel like her voice and how it like bounces around and like she'll talk about these like really dark times and then kind of bring it back and like lighten it up a little bit. Uh-huh. I just got to the simple life, the simple life and the sex tape part. So I'm out of the darkness because it gets a little dark. Pretty dark.
Not as dark as now, but it is. It's.
I didn't realize she went to like so many different schools like that.
Yeah.
And what a traumatizing experience. Mm-hmm. And her really not talking about it.
I feel like she also didn't tell us everything too.
She told us a lot.
No, I know. But I'm saying I feel even there's like more that there's to be told.
And like how resilient to keep running. I mean, she would like break out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. You know, Kathy called her. What did Kathy call? Houdini. They're like, will they just call us again? She escaped. Into the wilderness with no shoes, going to 7-Eleven, calling Auntie Kyle, calling collect. It was pretty nuts.
That's so scary. I feel so sad. Oh, what a sad situation. Okay, back to Ojai.
About her aunt.
No, I know, but I'm saying, so we do one day in Ojai, which I'm like, okay, first off, Ojai from LA is about 2 hours, okay? It takes, like, I had to go a couple months ago. It's just like 2 hours. However, we are all having to meet at Kyle's house, and we're taking a Sprinter van from Kyle's house. So you know that's at least adding an hour on to wherever anybody's coming from for the most part, except for Dorit and Anna Marie because they live down the street, you know?
Yeah.
And like, then you're taking a Sprinter van. So then you're going, let's see, Encino's a little closer. So let's just say it's an hour and a half. You're taking a Sprinter van. You're doing an hour and a half. So right at that point, this has already been a 5 hour day because you know they're all doing hair and makeup. They're all getting ready. They're like starting their day, all of that. And then we're in Ojai at like one. We're doing one olive oil tasting, one wine tasting, a scissor, a lunch, and a relieving.
It's just something to do. It's just a day.
Stay the night.
But also, they should have stayed the night. That's
what I'm saying. Like, stay the night. Why are we going up and back?
Yeah. But I think they probably get more footage, better footage of them being locked into the Sprinter van for a long amount of time.
Okay, fine. But put them in one house, too.
That's what they're doing now. They're pulling the girls in Sprinter vans. I mean, that's the thing. If you go wine tasting and start from San Francisco, you get a really great footage of that car ride up and the car ride back.
Oh, you're wine tasting from LA to San Francisco? What? That's a drive.
I'm thinking of those Orange County girls.
Oh,
they're going to go to San Francisco
really
to Napa.
They're
going to get in the Sprinter van.
Oh, I thought you meant the Beverly Hills women should have gone on their way up to San Francisco. Right. Sorry, you're still up. You're still
that was confusing
for you to get a ticket.
Yeah.
She really wants a ticket, guys. Okay, Sutton tells us.
I'm just going to end up buying it for myself.
I know.
Embarrassing.
Which physically you could do. No, I don't know.
I don't think it's embarrassing. Like, I want to go.
It's $100. It's $79.50 with fees, okay? That's $100 to go to.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to promote your show. I am right now. And I just feel like I should deserve one ticket.
One ticket. She would go by herself.
Countess Luann already gave me a ticket for her show in April.
Countess Luann has always given us tickets, which is so kind. You would wear your sparkly jacket. You would literally get a crowd of people.
I know.
Like, you would promote. It's like you would literally put it in the stories. Like, come hang with me at 2 Teas in a Pod.
We can go to Balboa.
Okay, I don't know that you get to hang out with them, but you could go to the show.
No, no, no. I'm saying people I could go to Balboa before the show. It's walking distance.
Yes. Where do we go after two? That was really fun.
It's nickel a school and dime? Night. It's a school night. It's no, a final, school final, night. Final,
final, final. Final. You said nickel, nickel earlier, and that like triggered my memory of final.
55,
final.
Double
like,
nickels.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm just thinking like.
Like triple 60.
Like I'm going to put it out because I'm not
triple
going.
20. Triple 20. 20.
I'm going to put it out there because I don't want to go to this show because I don't live in San Francisco.
Yeah.
You should not have to pay for a ticket for that, okay? And I don't think that you should do any more talking about it
until I get the ticket.
And I want to put it out to people who are in the San Francisco area who are maybe thinking about going. I think we are all boycotting it until Mary's given a ticket. So if you're considering buying a ticket, don't do it until Mary gets a ticket.
No, I mean, go make your plans, have your fun, get your babysitter.
If you want to, but however, I also think
I'm a woman that supports other women.
Are you saying I'm not? I'm supporting you.
I know you are.
I'm supporting you and I'm supporting what's right.
I agree.
Which energy?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back to Ohio. So I found
this. Did Sutton drink wine? Because she says she doesn't drink wine.
I thought I saw her drinking wine. I also saw Kyle holding the wine glass. I assume she was just sniffing.
They had the NA.
They did?
Kyle's really into the NA. I think there's also just like a natural habit to want to like hold something at a party. It's like a safety net. So they had
I was actually thinking about it as they were doing the wine tasting. I was like, I really commend Kyle because I would think it'd be very hard to be like where you're like, I'm not.
I honestly think she's just over it. She's just like, I had my fun. I don't really need it right now. And I don't want to feel like shit. And, you know, I'd rather have Sutton lick my toe and make these girls give O faces.
First off, and, I text you. I said another fucking game.
Yes, I date other women.
But they're like setting this up where I'm like.
Also, I flip flop about Morgan. Okay.
We're sandals. Go ahead.
You're
against it now. You don't think it's real.
No, I think literally Morgan is her best friend. I think Teddy's a little bit jealous.
So is Dorit.
Yes, and
someone said, like, did Dorit change the color of her hair so it looked more like Morgan's?
And. Honestly, Kyle is very drawn to Morgan more than a friendship, I would say.
It's embarrassing.
And I think that Morgan replaced Lorraine.
Yep. And Kyle seems to have really strong female relationships in her life. I think like where her sisters somewhat can fail her in a relationship. Like I know it's like Kathy and I know we'll get into the Mauricio of it all at the celebration of life. Kathy wasn't there. And I know that they're fighting.
They're still not talking.
Yeah. I know, but there's some things that you put away for these kind of things. I'd be so curious the inner dynamics of that all. But
I think it's literally they're not talking. So why would she come?
Kyle has really, really, really strong relationships with females to where sometimes you're like, oh, it's probably could be deemed inappropriate, except that it's not. Do you know what I mean? Like there's a level of intimacy
really
where it's not sexual.
Relies
but it's
on her
like,
girlfriends.
Yes. Yeah. But like. Yeah. Yes. And I think that Morgan is kind of like the flavor of the year right now. She's the Pantone color of the year for Kyle.
Well, I think they met at like a really pivotal time in Kyle's life because she still doesn't really understand why her friend did that, how she couldn't support her. You're always going to like blame yourself. I love like Sutton's package along with this. You know, she's like, I just always blamed myself. It was just such a relatable.
Oh, I
you know, thought process.
I really enjoyed this episode. That. I feel like people did not enjoy the episode. I'm like, I think it, like the first half was like kind of like lighthearted fun. And then I felt like it shone a light of a lot of what Kyle is going through. And I'm hoping at least for a lot of people, it answered like a lot of questions for me about where Kyle is in her life. Like the fact that Mauricio wasn't there, first off, fuck you. That is over. I'd be like, if you're not coming, I don't care if this is a setup for the show that we're doing a celebration of life. I don't care. If Kyle was that close with Laureen, she was a big part of Mo's life then. Like,
absolutely.
I don't care. Like, you don't show up to it. And then I'm like, and if Kyle's reached the point where she doesn't even hate Mauricio anymore. She is indifferent to their relationship. And being indifferent to something is so much worse than hating someone. Because at that point, you are not even expelling energy towards it. You're done.
She's also just like at a different stage in her life. I think she literally said, I'm not connected to LA anymore. Basically, like as soon as Portia's gone, she'll probably
will be leaving. She didn't say we. Of like her.
She's going to be spending most of her time in Aspen, I predict. I also.
Housewives of Aspen.
I don't think she even wants the show anymore. I honestly think she wants to live like a much calmer life, and she wants to like appreciate each day and have it really fulfilled, and like doesn't want to be hungover doing it, and she doesn't want to waste any more time. It did break my heart when she said the part where Lorene was like, always appreciate your marriage, probably because Lorene's like, you have such a
conundrum there,
a good marriage, like, you know,
I felt so sad because I think when that all happened too, actually Kyle then did reevaluate her marriage and say, wow, I've actually been not happy with certain things that are going on and how we've approached it, but I've always just kind of let it go because like this is what life is. And she finally said, no, now I need to change it.
She doesn't need Mo. She has like such a support system around her. Like her kids are older now. She even says like, I've been their pillar or their rock and now it's them like helping me right now. And that's okay.
Yeah, Kyle, to be honest. And you know what? Mauricio is like, ugh, to me. It's like, here's what's bothering me about the freaking March Madness winners is sometimes I feel like it's a freaking curse. It's a curse.
Well, who's been cursed by it?
Mo. And look, Carl is polarizing. Sorry.
He's going to come out on top.
Luke and Bo, not even on shows anymore. And Captain Jason, if Captain Jason, something happens there, I'll go crazy. I'm gonna go crazy.
Honestly, Anne-Marie bringing up this esophagus thing, but I also think I hate to say
at a memorial.
Kyle's definitely been in her ear and said, "Just you have to keep bringing this up, and this is how we're gonna expose Sutton's eating disorder." And literally, Anne-Marie is the puppet.
And then Anne-Marie says that first off, she says this shit, Sutton Garcelle or Crystal Garcelle, you guys are the closest to her. Just let's talk about her esophagus. And they're like, what the fuck? We don't want to talk. We don't care. They
rolled their eyes like, stop bringing this up.
But then I'm like, then you're doing it at a celebration of life, which is weird, which is also affecting Sutton, who is an ambassador to NAMI. Okay.
Right.
Who's also gone through this. So then you're like calling out and then you say, oh, I've also heard people use the excuse of esophageal problems with eating disorders to the person who has been so open about her eating disorder on the show. And she's like, no, I didn't say that. And then the editors rewind it and are like, yeah, you did.
Right.
What is the deal?
Literally, Garcelle's like, you know, in Beverly Hills, it's fine. We can talk about people's jewelry, their bags, their husbands, their bad plastic surgery. But not this. And then I do appreciate Garcelle just running right up to Sutton. Girl.
She's coming for you. She is coming for you.
Watch and Dorit out.
Dorit cannot stand Garcelle. So she's like, well, what's Garcelle doing? Just like stirring the pot again. It's like, they're friends, Dorit. You like Sutton's telling your problem, like her, not problems. Sutton's telling her story to Dorit about her dad and everything. And Dorit's like, oh. Yeah, like almost like where she's like, can someone save me from this situation?
I feel like Dorit was actually being a good listener. And also, let's talk about Dorit and PK and the therapist. The therapist looks like the girl from My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
She kind of gave me some Kristen Takeman vibes.
It's like,
why are they drinking beer at their therapy session?
I feel like it was NA.
Okay, either way.
I do feel like it was NA.
Yeah.
I giggled my little ass off when PK on the way to open the door grabs a slice of pizza.
Yeah, he had to pull over,
like shame eat in the corner.
Here's I'm going to tell guys something's going on in that household of poor. This is twice we've seen pizza in that house. She created that disgusting pizza for her and Kyle that neither of them ate.
That was Amy's pizza.
She's now ordering pizza. What's happening? And I also think that this therapy session supports my point of poor, where PK's basically saying, Dorit wants to live outside of our means and I have no money because I'm poor.
I think he literally told us, like, she has drained us. She's so high maintenance, I can't afford her anymore. Like, she was a fun, cute girl, but now I can't afford her. And I actually like what he said. He said something like, we need to keep each other happy. And I like it's like it's a two for two, you know, like
Well, he said one, there's difference, right? You have PTSD on things. And first off, he doesn't want to believe her PTSD because, again, with my theory that PK set these robberies up or his gambling addiction where they came after him, so he knew about it, but Dorit was totally under the – had no idea. So he's like, your PTSD isn't even real because you weren't actually in real danger.
No, I don't believe that at all.
Yeah, I know. That's just a wild theory, although I think some people are starting to agree with me.
No, no.
Some people are.
But I think you made a good point. It's like, is it high maintenance or is it PTSD? Like, you like to
go flashbacks of the Pretty Woman thing, which I was like, you know what, yeah. Though? This whole thing was stupid. Okay? It was. And PK probably got a packaged offer because it's a package that you can get at the hotel. And they probably gave it to him for free. For in order to have, you know, some promotion with it, the Beverly Wilshire. So it's just kind of like, but then when she was like, you know, nitpicking at it all, it's like, it is true. Like, he did do something nice for you, either take it or don't. And like, you don't need to call him out on it. And that's what he's saying. Like, I just did all this, like this whole gift for her. And all she's doing is like giving me toot about it where I'm like, that's not PTSD. That's being high maintenance.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she's, but I think they're both willing to, they're going to keep each other happy. And, you know, he's like, sometimes we're wrong. And,
but here's the
thing.
That's
always been a challenge for Doritos.
Dorit will not divorce him because she's like, well, we'll have to see. And I'm like, Dorit, you're not going anywhere. PK will be the one who files if you separate, which is on my prediction board, too.
I believe in their relationship. I don't know.
I'm not believing. I don't want it to come true. They're 50-50 predictions, remember? That could be one that doesn't happen.
I feel like the Bubbas do truly love each other. It did like make me sad, too, when Dorit was like, yeah, we all went out in London with Morgan, and she was kind of like,
what's the timeline of this, though?
No.
The sore thumb thing. London was 2 years ago. Kyle met her a year ago. Then they're at London at a birthday party where she stuck out like a sore thumb, like jealous much? Like what? She was wearing her leather pleggings or like her leather jeggings and a chambray?
Okay. But yeah, that is her uniform. But also, we have to remember Kyle is very invested in her because she's doing the documentary. She's the producer. Like, she's going to make money off of Morgan.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think she's going to make money off this documentary. I'm not sure what the documentary is about.
I literally, when Morgan came on and started playing, like, I was almost as mesmerized of the music as Kyle. And my face began to smile as well. And
this is wild because I do not think her music's good. I was obsessed. I don't think she's good live.
I love Psychopath. I think she's super talented. And
I wasn't a fan.
I appreciate her music.
I also thought it was funny what the editors showed, because it's like, okay,
they showed like, so much of her music.
No, but I'm saying obviously this is like a fundraiser, right? So it's like when you have like a special guest who's performing, like they perform a set. Like they're doing five or six songs. Like it's not just like one, because they like show where, you know, she's like, I'm too young for you, but you're too real for me. It's like, okay, is this supposed to be about Kyle? His song was literally written before they met. That's like,
wait,
I think
that's
the song
like
that
not
Kyle.
The song at all.
Okay, whatever. That's one part.
I know every word to that
and
song.
Then the second song is just, so take your shirt off and meet me on the kitchen floor so I can do you. Whatever it was. And it's like, these are supposed to be things where it's like about her and Kyle, like the editors are trying to drop. And it's like, these are all an album that is how Kyle discovered Morgan. And then it's like, is it inappropriate what she's singing? Like, she's clearly singing five or six songs. We're seeing like 30 seconds of her.
Wait, Morgan Wade is touring with the one and only guess.
I feel like I knew who this was. Is it Lana Del Rey?
No. You ought to know.
Yes. Yes.
Oh
yes,
my
yes.
God. Wow. I have got
She's
got to
go. She has to go. I wonder if Morgan will give her a ticket. What will Mary get a ticket to faster? Morgan Wade or two T's in a pod?
No, August 7th, Shoreline. I've been getting ads for the Alanis show, like targeted.
I didn't know why.
I didn't know it was Morgan Wade.
She's like, wow,
well.
Is this ironic or what?
I know. Catherine and Kelly, you're coming with me, babes. August 7th, mark your calendar, Shoreline. It's a Wednesday.
Oh, God.
I'm going to write it in my calendar.
Yeah, you better
right
put it in
now.
You better put it now. I'd hate
I
for the
no
show
vacations
to sell
out that week. Or I could go and see her somewhere else.
Okay. Why don't you come down to LA? You could maybe see Kyle there, too.
She's doing it at the Forum on August 10th.
Ooh, that's
also
a weekend.
Also, Palm Desert, August 8th.
Well, but the 10th
is
Saturday.
Would you come? Would you come? August 10th? Ooh,
sure. I'd love to.
I mean, for Alanis.
Yeah, obviously for Alanis.
Yeah.
No one says Alanis. It's Alanis.
Alanis?
Alanis Morissette.
You know what? I have a really good friend. Her name is, I call her Andrea, but it's really Andrea.
So you,
I'm not good with names.
It's okay. But you do know Morgan Wade's.
Ugh, I'm obsessed with her music.
I just thought, I'm going to say, I thought this was a good episode still.
Garcelle with her sons. It cracks me up. She's like, all right, guys, then let's talk about sex. They're like,
not on TV, mom. But I love that she said consent. Consent is important. I love their relationship together where she just is like, I'm going to miss you, boy. Like they just
she keeps it real. She's like,
they have such a good relationship.
It's so hard. These boys are growing up. You know, I'm getting ready for them to leave the house. I want to make sure I'm doing everything right. She seems like the best mom.
I wonder if they'll go to the same college. Like, I wonder.
Absolutely not.
What? Okay.
Why would they go to the same college? They need to live their own lives. They're two different people.
I don't know. Sometimes twins like to go to the same place. Sometimes they don't. I don't know. I don't know. Sorry for asking anything.
They seem very different.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry for asking a question. John, it was Mary who said that about Lisa. Oh, is there anything else? Is there anything else that you'd like to mention? All right. Well, look, I
about Kyle feeding Morgan cantaloupe.
Oh my god! And we can end watching Mary. I'd feed you cantaloupe. And with that, everyone have a great long weekend. We will see you next week. Bye.